Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we see how the Bible transforms and challenges our thinking. And we've got something to read from the Bible today. Builds on the story we looked at yesterday, where we read the story of Peter and how he and the other first followers of Jesus to proclaim his message were under an oppressive ruler, King Herod, who had already jailed and even killed some followers of Jesus. We talked about what that would have been like. And now we'll see what happened while Peter was in jail.
Now when Herod was about to bring him out on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him. He did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they had passed the first and second guard, they came to the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel left him. When Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and has rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting." When he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose other name was Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. And when he knocked at the door of the gateway, a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer. Recognizing Peter's voice, in her joy she did not open the gate, but ran in and reported that Peter was standing at the gate. They said to her, "You are out of your mind." But she kept insisting that it was so. And they kept saying, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they opened, they saw him and were amazed. But he motioned to them with his hand to be silent. He described to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Tell these things to James and to the brothers." Then he departed and went to another place. Now when the day came, there was no little disturbance among the soldiers over what had become of Peter.
Now there's lots of detail here, and I think it's all there for a reason, right? We hear about this angel, we hear about chains falling off, we hear about gates opening up, we hear about strange circumstances surrounding this. It's meant to show us that this is a miraculous escape. This isn't something that Peter orchestrated with his friends. This isn't something that just happened by accident. This isn't something where somebody forgot to lock a door or where one of the jailers collaborated. This happened all on its own. This was God intervening directly through his messengers, his angels. So what does he do after he escapes? He goes to his friend's mom's place. He's greeted at the door by a servant who can barely believe it's him, but tells everyone anyway, and all the people in the house say, "How can this be? This must be Peter's angel." We know Peter is in jail under an oppressive ruler in the Roman era. There's no way he survived. He must be dead. This must be his angel. It can't be him. Well, it is him. The people are amazed. The soldiers who got wind that they have an escaped prisoner, they're disturbed and angry. You can imagine how this would impact the city. We've already heard some of the things that have happened. This was a difficult and restless time in Jerusalem. You already had conflict. You already had somebody like King Herod stuck in the middle between the Romans and the Jews. It's a high holiday. It's a feast of unleavened bread. And so tensions are high. And now, a story like this, somebody escaping from jail, and nobody can explain it, would just raise tensions even more. Dangerous times for Peter and the apostles. Well, here's your question for today. Describe the tension that must have been felt around Jerusalem. How do you think it would feel for the different groups that we've heard about? During a high holiday with a surging population, when things like this started happening and word started spreading, how would it feel, and how do you think people would react? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.